This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Mark Hajani to testify at Triennial Review on December 10. Dr. Arjun Mark Hajani will testify at the Triennial Review of New Mexico's Water Quality Standards on Thursday, December 10th, about the need to strengthen the proposed standards for radionuclides in the Rio Grande below Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The Triennial Review hearing will be conducted by the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission in Room 308 of the State Capitol in Santa Fe, beginning on Tuesday, December 8th. Dr. Mark Hajani is president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research based in Tahoma Park, Maryland. He is a recognized authority on radiation and its impact to human health. He will be testifying for Amigos Bravos, a Taos-based river conservation organization. The New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, is proposing to designate the Rio Grande below LANL as a public water supply because the city of Santa Fe and Santa Fe County plan to divert San Juan Chama water at the Buckman Direct Diversion Project to supplement the drinking water supply. The Environment Department also is proposing to set standards for plutonium, americium, strontium, cesium, and tritium for this stretch of the river. The proposed standards are based on an analysis of risk of one person in 100,000 dying of cancer from drinking 2 quarts of water per day for a lifetime of 70 years. The drinking water would contain the radionuclide contaminant of concern at a level below where the regulatory agencies say there is no public health effects. Dr. Mark Hajani will testify that the radionuclide standards must be more protective for the public water supply. He proposes to increase the number of people in the possibly impacted group tenfold. Other states have used the more protective standard, including Colorado. In Colorado, the standards were set to address contamination of 2 drinking water reservoirs from waters flowing out of the Rocky Flats plant, a former DOE facility that manufactured plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons. As part of the cleanup agreement with the state of Colorado, the cancer risk of 1 in 1 million was used to establish the more protective radionuclide standards. The Colorado standard sets a good precedent for New Mexico because LANL manufactured plutonium triggers both before and after the Rocky Flats plant existed, and similar radionuclides have been found in the canyons that flow into the Rio Grande. Dr. Mark Hajani asks in his written testimony, quote, in view of the runoff of the radionuclides in question at much higher levels from canyons associated with LANL than the Rocky Flats plant, why have the state of New Mexico and LANL not yet negotiated an agreement that would protect all New Mexico public water supplies downstream of LANL to ambient levels of man-made radionuclides associated with LANL, end quote. Public comment will be heard during the hearing after lunch and on Wednesday, December 9, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Office, located at 1220 South St. Francis Drive in Santa Fe. For more information, please visit www.amigosbravos.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a donation, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.